Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah.
Now I am free.
That don't make you shout. Nothing real. Just know that he thought enough of us to die for us. If that makes sense. Hallelujah. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're certainly happy to have each and every one of you all. I'm excited about the Word of God. Thank God we continue to pray for those that desire to be prayed for according to the Word of God. Hallelujah. We also want to pray for Evangelist Sharon on the road. But praise God, she's here right now. Maybe she's listening in. But anyway, we thank God for her. But it was in my spirit to pray for her as well. Hallelujah. And also, brothers and sisters, I want to pray that God's will be done in your life. That's important today. That God's will is being, know that his will is being done. Don't try to figure it out. Do it. Your thoughts are not his thoughts, okay? Know that God's will is being done in your life today. Just accept that. And if you don't believe it, thus says the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it to establish it, the Lord is his name. Call upon me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. You're not sure. You don't know. You know, just call on him and watch him show you things that you know not of. Father God, we thank you today for your word. We thank you for the listeners. We thank you, Father God, for those that will receive a revelated word. We thank you, Father God, for letting your power rise in our life today. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for dying for us. You thought enough to die for us. I thank you. I thank you for it. If you hadn't died for it, we wouldn't have children and grandchildren, and then we wouldn't have been here either. So thank you. I thank you, Father God, for opening up your word, ensuring us that there is yet hope and there is eternal life. I thank you, Father God, ask you to illuminate this word before them that will hear it. Not all, but those that will hear it today. I thank you, Father God. And we ask you these and all blessings in Christ's name and for his sake. We pray, amen. And we're going to kind of pick up what we left off yesterday. We're going to go through a few scriptures, brothers, sisters, but I need to tell you, as you found them, you know, we talked a little bit about Lucifer. We was going to get to Satan part over there in Ezekiel 28 and Isaiah, but we're going to look at other scriptures today, especially First Chronicle 21:1. We're probably going to look at First Peter 5:8 and Revelations 12:9. We will be getting to those scriptures in a moment. Also, we may get to Matthew 12:24. These are scriptures that I've taken apart to try to bring forth who Satan is, because it's important that you know your enemy. And it's important because he's your adversary. You got to know that. The Bible says that. So I didn't say that. He's our adversary, okay? And with that being said, let me make another point, because the scripture support of Satan and the fallen angel, the scripture support that. So I want to make sure that when we're talking about Satan, we're talking about Satan and his angels. Even though it's a corruptible force of evil in our affairs, Satan and the fallen angels should be studied as one, not separately necessarily, but we want to bring out who Satan was so you'll understand how it became as such, okay? You know, we talked about Satan being a creative being over in Ezekiel 28:15. He was given the heavenly title as Lucifer, son of the morning, which is a symbol of his estate in heaven, according to Isaiah 14:12. That's who he was. See, a lot of times people have a problem talking about, but you need to talk about, you know, your what you can do and what you can't do. You need to talk about your powers. You need to talk about things that can help you be what, you know, a lot of times folks, they don't want, that's an old religious kind of thing, I think. There were certain things people wouldn't tell people. I know they wouldn't talk to young girls until they got 12 years old about their menstruation. And they were bleeding at 9, but you didn't want to talk to them until they got 12. See, all that old foolishness. No, brothers and sisters, bring wisdom to them. Bring knowledge to them, because my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, okay? So, and there's nothing wrong with talking about it. It's like, oh, God, you shouldn't say that, Pastor. You know, I mean, all that old religion. I never trying to hear all that garbage today, okay? We're not hearing that today. Especially on this broadcast. God put something in your spirit, say it. Ain't nothing hidden, brothers and sisters. And you know that Santa Claus might work back then, but it don't work 50 years later. It ain't working today. But in Ezekiel 28:12-15, God goes on beyond, God goes beyond the king of Tyre to speak to Satan. So God indirectly answered over there, and he says, Satan, he addressed Satan. That's what he did. He addressed Satan. And from whence you've fallen, and he called him Lucifer, son of the morning. So he said, Lucifer, because he was called the day star. Now, for those that don't know, he was rising early. He made sure he got everything together in order to get the praises ready. Don't ask me why it had to be like that. That's just the way it was, okay? But the Bible said he was full of wisdom and perfect in his beauty. And he had been in Eden, the garden of God, and was told, thou art the anointed cherubim. And I just want to go over some of this stuff because I want you all to understand who you're dealing with. So when I tell you he is the God of this world, you can see why. Because of all his wisdom. He has more wisdom than man. He blinds man's mind. Okay? That's what he does. He's a blinding force. So God created all angels, including Lucifer. He made Lucifer superior in every way, in wisdom, in beauty, in authority, in the anointing. And as bad as Trump is, as many lies as he told, you got to go back and read John 8:44. Because, see, he ain't bigger than Lucifer. Matter of fact, we'll just read that scripture anyway, just for a sidebar thing, because I want y'all to know who you really dealing with. Not only do he lie, but then he lie about what he lying about, and then he get it twisted so you don't even know what's going on. You know, he that kind of liar. But in John 8:44, if you'd be so kind to read that, Evangelist William.
Yes, Pastor. John 8:44. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
From the Message Bible. Praise God. You're from your father, the devil, and all you want to do is please him. He was a killer from the very start. He couldn't stand the truth because there wasn't a shred of truth in him. When the liar speaks, he makes it up out of his lying nature and fills the world with lies. Amen.
Amen.
So see, he's a liar. So don't think Amen. Trump is Satan, and that's important. Trump is, I don't care how many lies he tell, I don't care how much he unpersuaded the world, he is not the devil. The devil is the father. So he may be one of his children.
All right.
But he ain't the guy. He ain't the man, okay? The attitude and action of the leaders clearly identify them as followers of Satan. You got to know that. They may not have been conceived like our mind tells us, but let me tell you, brothers and sisters, be conscious of this. They hate truth. Hate it. Hate it.
Yeah.
Hate
yeah.
the truth. See, anytime somebody hates the truth, that Satan is their daddy.
Yeah.
Now, why am I telling you this? It's because you're going to have people who's not going to like what you have to say. You're going to have people who you got to deal with, that don't like truth. They much rather talk about something else other than the truth. Because they're content, you understand? They're content in them lies because they can come up with more lies. But that's not where I'm going today. That's for another day and another subject. But I just want you to be aware of they hate the truth, their lies, and their murderers. Their intention is not to really help people. Their intention is all about themselves. And believe me when I tell you, there are people, they don't care anything about you. They don't care. All they care about is themselves and what their father got to offer. And their father is Lucifer. He is the devil, okay? But anyway, the state of Lucifer, before his fall, we discussed that. And then we came down to the fact that Lucifer meant the anointed cherubim, those that are taking notes. Because Satan, by introducing the original sin into the universe, was called pride. See, pride won't let you tell the truth. Pride won't let you face reality. Because it's like you're losing something, and you're not. Brothers and sisters, truth sets you free.
Yeah.
I know it didn't look like it. It doesn't. Mm-hmm. Just try practicing truth. So what? Yeah, I did it. Yeah. What, you going to beat me up? What? Yeah, I did it. I said it. So what? See, practice truth. It don't have anything to do with you. But I tell you, it have a lot to do with your credibility and how people perceive you, especially when they catch you in a lie.
Yeah.
I tell this story all the time. And then I'm going to move on about these three different lies that people tell. You know, you got what is called a straight lie. And I usually like to think about as in a fact that they just lie. And some people say lies is lies. But no, you got a straight lie. And that straight lie know that everybody know you lying. Talking about whatever it is. They know you lying. Just straight lie.
Yeah.
And then you got what is called the sandwich lie. The sandwich lie is a lie where somebody tell the truth, tell a little lie, tell a little truth, tell a little lie. And you don't know what it is until you bite into it. And this might be what you would call the Trump lie, but I call it the crooked lie. The crooked lie is he said, she said, they said, and you'll never get it straight. Miss Jones said, and Peter said what Barbara said, and Barbara said, he said, she said, you'll never get straightened out. You know, Carl, that's a Trump lie. Well, my lawyer told me to say that. Or their lawyer told them to say that. Oh, I got it from this person. See, all these he said, she said, so you'll never get that mess straightened out. So when Satan, he tells lies, and anybody adopt that principle, then Satan is your daddy. So Lucifer, Satan, is Trump's daddy. Trump is not Lucifer. I just want to be clear with that. A lot of people are, well, you know, say, no, got to tell the truth. Satan is his, according to the Bible, is his daddy and any other liars, okay? And we learned through Isaiah 13 through 14, the sin that he had, it tells in details pretty much what he did. He got puffed up. He began to brag, if you will, what he's going to do. I will ascend into the heaven. I will exalt my throne above God and the stars. And I will sit upon the mount of the congregation. He just began to tell all of what he's going to do. Pride got caught up. And matter of fact, he wanted his to be higher than the Most High. And he goes on to say that he will be like the Most High. That's the kind of rubbish Satan talks. See, when you want to be greater than God, or you bigger than everything, and you can't answer, so Lucifer became Satan, okay, by choosing his own will after the will of God. So when Lucifer said, I will, sin became questioned. Where did sin originate? I'm glad you asked. Lucifer, and in heaven. Yeah, a lot of people don't know that. Sin didn't create here on earth, brothers and sisters. Now, that would be a lie. It created when Lucifer began to talk. Read Isaiah 14 when you get a chance. You'll see it. That's where it originated, in heaven. And in the heart or in the spirit of Lucifer. See, he was perfect from the beginning, but he had the ability to create words, and he had the ability to create stuff. And with that being his beauty, it overwhelmed him. So he said, you know, this is what I'm going to do. And pride, it's through that pride comes. That's why the Bible says pride goes before a fall. He became Satan. And by choosing his own above the things of God, okay? So, I just want everybody to be clear on that. Sin was found in Lucifer's heart or in his spirit. So God was determined to sentence him for what he did. So the angels kicked him out. So where angels are men, the creature is created to be like God. Somewhere in that, it entered Lucifer's way of thinking, capable of thinking wrong because he became self-centered. Maybe that's where I should put that. He became self-centered. See, when you become self-centered and it's all about you, you need to be careful.
Amen.
Because you may have excluded God not knowing.
Amen.
So I have sinned it. Therefore, I will cast thee as a profane out of the mountain of God. And God said, I will destroy thee. And the old covenant cherubim. That's over in Ezekiel 28:16. That's what he called him, old covenant cherubim. Now, everybody may not agree with that, and that's good. But the Bible called him that. He was the anointed. And when God asked him, how thou have fallen, O Lucifer, son of the morning, he asked him. He had no answer. But God gave us an answer. Even though you took one-third of the heaven, God had something for him. You know what Jesus said over in Luke 10:18? I'll let you read it. In Luke 10:18, read that for me, please. In the Gospel of St. Luke, the 10 chapter and 18 verse.
Luke 10:18, one moment, Pastor. Luke 10:18. Luke 10:18, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, Jesus said, I know. I saw Satan fall, a bolt of lightning out of the sky. Amen.
So you see, we are part of that fall when he said, I will and not God's will. That's important. Make sure it's God's will. If it be God's will, always include God. That way you stay out of that arena that Satan created. Always, well, if it's the will of God, that's what I'm going to do. As long as God's will, that's what I'm doing. A lot of times, it's easy, brother and sister, to allow your words to go ahead of you. But please, let us practice saying, if it's God's will.
Yes,
Because that's what's important. Yeah. God's will. Not us being getting lifted up in pride. So Jesus told Satan, I beheld you as a light falling from heaven. So the name and title of Satan is A. Satan means adversary. How I know that. In 1 Peter 5:8, let's read that one. And you can read 1 Chronicles 21:1 on your own. But in 1 Peter 5:8, what does that say?
1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Amen, amen.
Amen. 1 Peter 5:8 from the Message Bible. Keep a cool head. Stay alert. The devil is posed to pounce and would like nothing better than to catch you napping. Keep your guard up. Amen.
So, and y'all help me out. I'm going to have her to read that again, because I want y'all to hear it from the King James Version, because it was something said there that I want y'all to get a hold to today and help me out with it. You want to read that one more time at the King James Version?
1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil,
slanderer,
as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Amen, amen.
So what you think devour means? Y'all help me out. What would that really mean?
To kill, steal, and destroy.
Okay.
Take hold of.
Okay. Anyone else? Anybody can add to that? Yeah, that's what he want to do to us. He is not your friend, brothers and sisters. Satan, everything he does is about a trick. He come but to steal, kill, and destroy. Okay, that's what. So Peter says that he is our adversary. An adversary. It's what God called him. From there, he became the devil. So in the devil, in Revelation 12:9, we'll read that. In Revelation 12:9.
Yes, Pastor, Revelation 12:9. And the great dragon was cast out, that the old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out unto the earth, and his angels was cast out with him. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, the great dragon, the one called devil and Satan, the one who led the whole world astray, thrown out, and all his angels thrown out with him, thrown down to earth. Amen.
I just wish that could just soak into a few people. I don't know who need to soak in, but you need to know Satan. He is called the devil. He is called great. And people don't, Satan. Yeah, we know God is, listen, brothers and sisters, we know who God is. Satan is not omnipotent. He's not all powerful. We know that. He probably, Satan is not omnipotent, as in all-knowing. Satan is wise, but not wise as God. He is not all-knowing. He knows the one to attack, hurt, affect, That's what 1 Peter 5:8 was saying. You know, we get all of that. We get the fact that he is limited. Read Job 2 and 6, because you need to know, and most of us know this, but you got to be able to separate the God of this world from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You need to know what his limitations are.
Job 2 and 6. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, he is in thine hand, but save his life. Amen, amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, God said, all right, go ahead. You can do what you like with him, but mind you, don't kill him. Amen.
Amen.
See, the Bible says, but see, he limited to what he allows to happen, what God say he can do and what he can't do. He's, even though he walked to and fro down in the earth, seeing whom he made the vow, made the story and all that, but let me tell you, he yet have to get permission. He yet have to operate within the perimeter that God has set for. Even though there have been some times that he tried to deceive the world, like he's doing now, the Bible gives a lot of, like I said, he's the God of this world. He blinds people's mind. Satan removed the word from people's heart. That's exactly what he does. People get the word of God, and Satan has the power to remove the word of God out of your spirit, out of your heart, man.
Yes.
How you know that, Pastor? Because of Matthew 13 and 9. 13 and 19. Well, let's look it up. I think it's Matthew 13:19. But he can remove it from our hearts. And then that's when he began to get in there and take over. He just don't do one thing. He builds a wall so you don't get back there. He causes havoc in your life. He always tried to trap men. The Bible called him a snare. But that's what he does. So in, in Matthew 13 and 19, read that for me, please.
Matthew 13, 19. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside. Amen, amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, when anyone hears news of the kingdom and doesn't take it in, it just remains on the surface. And so the evil one comes along and plucks it right out of that person's heart. This is the seed the farmer scattered on the road. Amen.
Amen.
So that's what he does. That's what Satan is all about. He does it in a lot of ways. Most of the time, he uses words because he's a slanderer. See, he just don't only slander God. He is a liar. He fabricates lies. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Amen.
He fabricates lies. He make them. He produce them instantly. Somebody say, what's your name? You shouldn't have to think about that. You know your name.
Amen.
But it's that little pause. What did you do today? You got that pause. Go ahead right then. If you don't know, so wait a minute. Let me think about what I did. It don't hurt. You don't have to lie. You don't have to tell what you did yesterday. They're asking you about today.
Amen.
Amen.
But that's how That's how slick he is. That's how cunning he is. He get right in between the word of God and snatch it out of your heart. So you know if he can snatch the word of God out of you, you know he can snatch your thoughts. Y'all better tell me don't go there because I'm getting ready to go there, man. I'm telling you. He will get your thoughts and make you build on those thoughts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you're building on a lie. Mm-hmm. And the more you build on, the bigger that thing becomes. Matter of fact, you had to go all the way to the Supreme Court. I'm finna make some folks mad right now, but I really don't care, okay? Trump said he won the election, and then had all these people, smart people, lawyers, bunch of folks, believing that he won. And they went to different places trying to prove that he did not lose the election. He, matter of fact, he called a guy in Georgia, I want to say he is like our Secretary of State. He called him and told him, said, I need 11,780. I know you got me 11,780 more votes. Well, if they ain't there, then so why are you trying to fabricate something? Mm-hmm. And then he's such a deceiver. So he told the man, he said, and this ain't about Trump, brother and sister, but I want y'all to know the truth, man, how Satan operates. He operating through the president that used to be our president, that was our former president. He operated through him like that, deceived him, and told him to tell the people, I didn't lose the election. I ain't losing no election. Those two black women in there, they took the boxes and then his lawyers came here and tried to support that lie, that fabricated lie. That's how deep this is. But now he got to go to court.
Mm-hmm.
And he got some lies there to tell you. He already started.
Mm.
He already started. Told his lawyers that he was coerced into saying that. He didn't really do that. See, that's what I'm trying to tell you, brother. So when you start dealing with slanderers, you're dealing with counterfeiters, gossipers, hustlers, people that have fraud you. I don't know if y'all know this or not, but they got some counterfeiters out here, man. I mean, I looked at a $100 bill the other day, and the lady said, that is not real. I said, how you know that? She said, watch this. She put that pencil on it. Whoop. Thing blacker than me. She said, now you got to get that out of here. So the man moved it because he was trying to get this lady to give him some change for to pay for this part because people said they didn't have no change for her. And then I looked at it. I said, well, shucks. She said, well, you try? I said, no, I don't have it to give change for it. And this other lady was getting ready to do it. And they said, don't do that. I said, because that ain't real. And she put the pencil on it. It looked, when I tell you it looked just like, when I tell you it looked counterfeit. See, so that's what Satan does to people in buildings and in organizations. He got them counterfeiting what church looked like or what it looked like being part of Christ. And he counterfeiting this thing, man. I'm telling you. He's a deceiver.
Yes, he is.
Yes,
he wants to build the congregation of God. He wants that real bad. He'll do anything so he could be over the congregation.
Yeah.
I've seen it, brothers and sisters. He'll defame her. I just wish I had the right words to say what he really is. But I give you enough right there to know that he is a pretender. And then you got people who practice being a pretender. I remember one time they had these guys, they were singing, and they were lip singing, but people thought they were singing for real. And then they had to come out and tell the truth that it wasn't them singing at the time, it was somebody else. They were lip syncing.
Yeah.
And people thought they was see, that's how trickery Satan can be.
Yeah.
That's how he can take control. And then he'll let that thing go from one level to the next level, and he'll just keep it going, keep it going. Yeah. Because that's what he is,
amen.
And that's what he does. But he's called in Revelation 12 and 9. Brother and sister, that word ain't great. It's not just there to be there. Great means something, man. Great is not average, okay? When you start talking about something being great, you know, you have to understand you're talking about beyond good.
Yeah.
You know, when you think about great and what's great, it's large, it's huge. Satan is big, man. He deceived the whole world.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what he's doing now. That's why Jesus said, now, don't y'all be in the world now. I want you in the world, but don't be of the world. See, that's what I want. Mm-hmm. I want you in there. But now I've overcame him, and you can overcame him too. I have to do none of my superhuman stuff. I just did what y'all did. Operated in faith. But I'm going to tell you, when you think about what great is, I think we did read Revelation 12 and 9, right?
Yes, we did, Pastor.
Yes. I thought that's what we were talking about a moment ago, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Would you like me to read it?
Oh, yeah, sure. Anytime.
Revelation 12 and 9, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out unto the earth, and his angels was cast out with him. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, amen. From the Message Bible, the great dragon, ancient serpent, the one called devil and Satan, the one who led the whole world astray, thrown down, and all his angels thrown out with him. Thrown down to earth. Amen.
Amen.
It was him and all his angels. Yeah.
Now notice something, brothers and sisters. He appears four times in this verse, at least four times, called by those names of his. He's called not dragon, but he called the great dragon. That's one.
Yeah.
He called the old serpent, like over there in Genesis 3:15. That's two. He's called the devil. That's three. And Satan. Four times God mentioned somebody's name.
Yeah.
Don't that tell you something? He don't want you to be in error about this. He don't want us to be mistaken anything. So whatever you call him, God just covered it right there. Oh, you call him Satan? He mentioning him right here. You call him the dragon? He right here. You call him that old serpent? He right here. You call him Satan? I'm talking about, that's what I'm talking about right now. He deceived the whole world.
Yes, he did.
So, you know, even though there are people that won't identify with Satan and Lucifer and the serpent and all this, listen, brothers and sisters, Don't go that route. If God operating like he's the devil, and God call him that. But let me tell you what God says to us. He said, therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. See, that's where we are, really. We're at the right-hand side of God because we're in Christ. If you then be risen with him, seek those things above where Christ sits. But he said, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. And he says, and of the sea. For the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he know, and he underline knoweth that he have but a short time.
Amen.
Matter of fact, when he saw that he had been cast down unto the earth, the Bible said he began to persecute the woman which brought forth the male child. And let that be a lesson, brothers and sisters. When Satan see you gone, believe me, he gonna start trying to attack everything around you. But you know, be a good cheer now. Be a good cheer. It's okay.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
'Cause God is a deliverer.
Yes, yes.
God has all power.
Yeah.
There is no limit to his power.
Yeah.
He is our...
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, yes.
Oh. Just like Pastor got booted off. My Lord. Amen. So he come back. I'm going to read Matthew 13 and verse 19 from the New Living Translation.
Matthew 13:19.
Yeah. So, would you like to read that again, Evangelist Williams?
Yes, Matthew 13:19. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside. Amen, amen.
Amen. And from the New Living Translation, it says, the seed that fell on the footpath represents those who hear the message about the kingdom and don't understand it. Then the evil one comes and snatches away the seed that was planted in their hearts. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So I was reading that, how that if we're not rooted and grounded in the word of God, then the enemy, he comes and he takes that word. It said the evil one, he takes that word away from us, because he knows once that word get in our heart, it's there and no one can take it away, and we will walk according to the will of God.
Yes.
So that's
Amen.
What I enjoy about God's word. It keeps us yeah. on track. Amen.
Mm-hmm. He will get in anyway he can sit in.
And that's right. Yes, he yes. will.
You not understanding
Amen.
The way he leaves the door open for him.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Right. That's how we got to guard our hearts. Amen.
Yes. yes. Must yeah. stay vigilant. In the Lord's word. Yes.
Amen. So we thank God for the teaching of his word and making us aware to let us know what we're up against and keep us prayerful. Amen.
Amen.
The more word we have in our hearts, then we're able to stand up against the wicked ways of the world and be able to continue on the way God would have us to be.
Yeah.
So I don't... So is there anything else you'd like to add to that, Evangelist?
No, not at this time. Thank you, Pastor Bill.
y'all lost me, huh?
Yeah,
well,
y'all
we
lost.
Did, Pastor.
Okay,
yes.
So
hello, Pastor. You're back.
Yeah, where did you go with that, Pastor?
We were discussing Matthew 13:19, and we were saying how we have to keep this word in our heart, and so that we're able to, you know, be protected as you look at it like that, because if the word is in our heart, then we'll be able to meditate on God's word day and night. And that's what I was saying. We have to guard our hearts.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Okay. Well, did you all get a chance to read Luke 22:31?
No, we did not.
Okay, let's read Luke 22:31. That's what I was calling for. Before I went off again.
Luke 22:31. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desires to have you, that he may shift you as wheat. Amen, amen.
Luke 22:31. From the Message Bible. Simon, stay on your toes. Satan has tried his best to separate all of you from me, like chaff from wheat. Amen.
Amen.
See, and what I was showing you, see, Satan don't know everything. God knew what Satan was up to and what he was trying to do. So that's why Jesus let him know. See, he don't know what we up to. Because when you read Matthew 4:11 or Matthew 12:26, you'll see. But he didn't know. Here's what you got to understand. He didn't know. Satan didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
God, how he God knew he was on the attack, and he was hurt and going to afflict. That's why in 1 Peter 5:8, he's our adversary. That's what he came to do. And in Luke 22:31, Jesus said to Simon concerning Satan, he knew what he wanted to do. He desired to have him that he may sift him as wheat. You know how when you get ready to sift wheat, you got to get all the good stuff out.
Amen.
Did y'all hear what I just said? When you sift something, you get all the good stuff, and you're going to leave the bad stuff. That's how bad Satan wanted to do Peter. Y'all ain't heard me yet, but you're going to hear it in a minute. Mm-hmm. I said that he was trying to sift him.
Yeah.
Amen.
So you have to be careful. Satan does all kind of stuff to get the good stuff out of you and leave the lumps behind.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Jesus was telling Peter. Satan didn't know that Jesus knew that. Because mm-hmm. he got all this wisdom and knowledge. He got all this stuff going on. He didn't know. But God knew. So
yeah.
Jesus warned Peter of what was happening and what was going to happen. So he said, Peter, Satan. Not Peter, but Peter, Satan, desire to have thee, that he may sift thee as wheat. He said, but you know what? I prayed for you already. Prayer's out there.
Thank you.
Well, I tell you, you put prayer ahead of problems in a heartbeat. You can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
The last scripture I want to we'll read Matthew 4:11. So you'll see, Satan can't be everywhere, but God can be everywhere. Satan has to have demons working for him, okay? That's how I know he's not omnipotent, okay? So Satan cannot be in more than one place at a time. When Jesus was, I'm going to let you read it, and then I can explain it.
Matthew 4:11. Then the devil leaveth him, And behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. When the test was over, the devil left, and his place. Oh, and in place. Let me read that again. I was looking ahead at the end. Praise God. Take the test. Was over, the devil left, and in his place angels came and took care of Jesus' things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
So Satan can't be, he had to go, he had to move. So when Jesus tells Satan to get behind him, he got to go. And when God tells him he got to go, he got to go.
He got the gun.
And then there's two lessons there. Let me tell you something, brother and sister. I don't know who this is for, but this is for somebody. Satan didn't want you to hear. But let me tell you what. When you've been battling with Satan, that's when you need ministering spirits to come. That's what you pray for. Lord, let them minister to me. Build me back up.
Yes.
Because he's going to take you right to the word and declare and decree who you are. They're going to minister to you. If they had to minister to the Son of God, what make you think they don't have to minister to you when you get through battling? We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, brothers and sisters, but you got to understand spiritual warfare. That's what you have to do. So when you get attacked, get in your word real quick. Build yourself back up.
That's right.
You know how sometimes you get a cold and you have to build your immune system. Is that what they call that? Building your immune system back up. Vitamin C and all that good stuff.
Yes.
Evangelist Sharon was here. She'll be breaking that down right now for me. But you have to build it back up. And I know y'all know this stuff.
Yes.
Sometimes, well, same thing in the spirit world, too. You know, you've been under attack. You've been under an attack. You got to be set back up. So your spiritual self need to be built back. Satan ain't no joke. He ain't no wimp, people. Stop thinking that way. You've been in a fight, okay? You've been hit a few times, knocked down, but... You need to build yourself back up. Bandage yourself up.
That's right. Amen.
Because, see, Satan can't be everywhere. He has his agents, them demons. He dispatch them at his pleasure. He does have a kingdom of his own. Jesus spoke of the Satanic kingdom over there in Matthew 12 and 26, and we'll leave it alone. But he has a kingdom, and it's spiritual. He dispatching angels here and there, and some are everywhere.
Yes,
see,
Pastor.
you think you're done with it here, and when you get over here to the grocery store, you're dealing with it there, and you leave the grocery store, you have to go over here to another store, and you're dealing with it there, and it just seems like, wow, all these folks trying to attack me. Well, I want you to know Satan got demons everywhere. He had to deal with it. You remember when he was in the graveyard, the man was cutting on himself. Well, Jesus had just got through binding the wind and the telling the sea to be calm. So if he ain't on the show, he on the sea. I mean, you're going to have problems wherever you go. It doesn't matter. Jesus left the show. And he was having problems on the sea, but he had solutions, see? He bind them spirits up. And the same thing with us. Yeah, you think you left the problem because you left your daughter's house? Wait when you get to your son's house. You thought that was a problem. Wait till you get to your other son-in-law, your other daughter-in-law, or wait till you get over here to your mechanic, or wait till you get over here to the grocery store. But I'm going to leave it alone when you read Matthew 12 and 26. We'll stop there.
Yes, Pastor, Matthew 12 and 26. And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand? Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. If Satan banishes Satan, is there any Satan left? If you're swinging devil mug at me, calling me a devil-kicking out devil, doesn't the same mud stick to your own exorcist? Amen.
Yeah. Yeah, you see, the devil ain't going to cast out another devil. But what I was pointing out is Satan has a kingdom. Jesus said that. That's what I'm looking at. So if Satan have a kingdom, why ain't people attacking that? Why are we that are Christians not attacking that kingdom? Do we know what it is? Woo! Say it, preacher. Do they know what it is? I'll tell you what it is. It's the congregation he's trying to be over, man. Which happens to be the organized church. Oh, Pastor, you just so... Now, I'm telling you, you probably don't know his kingdom. The only reason you don't know this is because you don't know what his kingdom is. I know what his kingdom is. Jesus knew what his kingdom was and is. The Bible called him great.
Amen.
So you can call him what you want to call him. The Bible done covered it. He has a kingdom. He has a kingdom. Not my words. It's what the word of God said. Okay. Anybody have anything they want to add before I... before we let go. I mean, see, this could be the day. This could be the day we could stay on here till they burn up, till they shut it off.
Praise God.
Amen.
But thank y'all, too. Let me not be rude there. Thank y'all for picking it up, Pastor and Evangelist William. Thank y'all for picking it up and going forward with it. So Satan just wanted to shut it down. But he ain't stopping nothing. He ain't stopping my grind.
Amen.
Amen.
Anybody want to have anything they want to share?
That was a great lesson, Pastor. It's an
eye-opener.
Amen.
Yeah. Well, remember these things concerning Satan. Remember the things concerning Satan. That's all I'm telling you. You know he got a kingdom. And if you're not attacking his kingdom, and attacking his kingdom is well, you got to have to get into it, okay? And but you'll see. If he's the God of this world, and that's part of his kingdom, well, then that's what's going to have to be attacked.
Amen.
If I was over this, Jesus said, my Father sent angels for me. If this was my kingdom, hey, y'all Jews couldn't touch me. My daddy would send some angels here immediately, but this ain't my kingdom. And that's what we need to be about, teaching about the kingdom of God, which is righteousness, peace, joy, and the Holy Ghost. Okay, no one else. I sure, God, thank each and every one of you all for tuning in. And we'll look for the review on Sunday, or we'll just keep